الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we were speaking about the fara'id of Hajj, that what constitutes as fara'id in Hajj, meaning without doing this fard, Hajj will be incomplete. We spoke about regarding that the previous week, and that was 7. Just like in Salah you have fara'id and wajib, also in Hajj you have fara'id and wajib and sunan. The wajibat in Hajj are many, but independent wajibat, meaning those wajib which are not related to any other amal of Hajj, and they are independent, there are 6. So the fara'id of Hajj are 7, and wajibat of Hajj are 6, meaning they are not linked to any other amal. Otherwise, there is more than 35 wajibat, but they are linked to many other amal, meaning like the tawaf, that has many wajibat. You have wajibat that are related to sa'i bayna safa wal marwa, then you have wajibat which are related to wukuf arafah. These are all wajibat which are related to some sort of amal, they are connected to other amal. But in Hajj you have 6 independent wajibats, which are not related to any other amal, but are independently have to be done. The first and foremost is sa'i bayna safa wal marwa. To do sa'i after doing tawaf al-ifada, the tawaf al-hajj, tawaf al-ziyara, to do sa'i after that is wajib. Yes, those people who are afaqi and doing tawaf ifrad or doing hajj ifrad or hajj qiran, they can do another tawaf which is called tawaf qudum, which is separate to the tawaf of hajj. So those who are doing hajj ifrad or hajj qiran, they can do a tawaf which is called tawaf qudum. So those who are doing hajj ifrad, once they've come to Makkah, because they are not doing umrah, they will do a tawaf, and that tawaf is called tawaf qudum. Remember, hajj ifrad, a mufrid hajj, is that person who is only doing hajj. He has made the intention of only doing hajj. He is not doing umrah first and then doing hajj. He is only doing hajj. So once he comes to Makkah, he will do tawaf qudum. And once he does tawaf qudum, it is preferable that he does with that tawaf qudum, he does sa'i bayna safa wal marwa of hajj. So he will bring forward the sa'i which he would normally do after tawaf al-ziyara, after Tawaf Hajj, he will bring it forward and do it before Hajj and do it with Tawaf Qudum. But that is only allowed for those who are doing Hajj Ifrad or Hajj Qiran. Those who are doing Hajj Qiran, they are doing the intention of Hajj and Umrah with one intention. So they will come and do Umrah. After completing the Umrah, they will stay in the state of Ihram until they complete their Hajj. So these type of people are called Qarin. They are doing Hajj Qiran. For them also it is allowed to do another extra Tawaf, which is called Tawaf Qudum. So a person who is doing Hajj Qiran, what he would do is that he would go and first do the Tawaf of Umrah and then do the Sa'i Bayna Safa wal Marwa after the Tawaf of Umrah, and then before the 8th of Dhul Hijjah he would do another Tawaf, and that Tawaf is called Tawaf Qudum. And with that Tawaf Qudum, if he wants to bring forward the Sa'i, which is done normally after Tawaf al-Ifada, meaning that the Tawaf al-Ziyarat, Hajj Tawaf, he can bring that forward and do it with Tawaf al-Qudum. And then on the 10th Dhul-Hijjah, when he will do the Tawaf of Hajj, he will not need to do the Sa'i again, because he has already done it. So this Tawaf, this Sa'i, which we are talking about, the Sa'i which is done for Hajj, either it is done after the Tawaf of Hajj on the 10th Dhul-Hijjah, or it is done before the 10th Dhul-Hijjah with Tawaf Qudum. But only for those who are doing Hajj Ifrad or Hajj Qiran. Those who are doing Umrah, or those who are doing Tamattu, Hajj Tamattu, because they are doing Umrah first, they are not allowed to do Tawaf Qudum, an extra Tawaf, and to bring forward the Tawaf which is normally done after the Tawaf of Hajj. So this Tawaf Bayna Safa wal Marwa, the Sa'i Bayna Safa wal Marwa, that is a wajib. That is wajib. Now if a person omits that wajib, then he will have to give compensation in the form of dam. Another wajib is to do wukufi Muzdalifa. Wukufi Muzdalifa. To stay in Muzdalifa even for 1 second after Subah Sadiq. After Subah Sadiq on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. To stay for some time after Subah Sadiq in Muzdalifa is wajib. Those who are able to stay, meaning those who do not have any difficulty in terms of health, or also women, those who do not have the strength to stay, for them they do not have to do wukuf Muzdalifa. But those who have the ability to do so, for them to do wukuf Muzdalifa is wajib. It has to be done. Again, if a person deliberately, although having the ability, deliberately omits that, then they would have to give a compensation in the form of dam. So to spend some time on the 10th Dhul Hijjah after Subah Sadiq in the fields of Muzdalifa is wajib. Is wajib. To throw Rami Jamar, to pelt the three pillars or one pillar on the 10th Dhul Hijjah is also wajib. If a person omits that, again they would have to give a compensation in the form of dam. So to pelt the stones at the three pillars on the 11th and 12th and the one pillar on the 10th, it is wajib and that should not be left out. Another wajib is to do halaq. Is to do halaq. Is to shave or taqsir or to cut. For those, to do halaq or taqsir is also wajib. If a person omits that, then he has omitted a wajib. He or she has to do it. Another wajib is to do udhiya, sacrifice. Those who are doing hajj tamattu or hajj quran, for them to do sacrifice is a wajib. Is a wajib. And that sacrifice is called dam shukriya. It is out of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving them the opportunity within one journey to do two amal. One is umrah and the other is hajj. So those who are doing hajj tamattu and hajj qiran, they are doing both. They are doing umrah and they are doing hajj. But the only difference is that in hajj tamattu, after doing umrah, he comes out or she comes out of the state of ihram. Whereas in hajj qiran, he or she will not come out of the state of ihram after doing umrah. They will stay in the state of ihram. Nevertheless, both of them are doing umrah and hajj within one journey. Once they come to Makkah, they do umrah. After doing umrah, on the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, those who are doing hajj tamattu will renew the ihram and come into the state of ihram from the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah. Whereas those who are doing hajj qiran, they will stay in the state of ihram and then complete the hajj. Now, they did not have to go back beyond the borders of Miqat. They were allowed to do the ihram in Makkah. So this is a thanksgiving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And out of that thanks, we give sacrifice. That is why that sacrifice, the hujjaj are allowed to eat the meat of that. But that sacrifice which is done out of compensation, it is done out because making mistakes, that sacrifice, he is not allowed to eat from it. He or she is not allowed to eat from it. That sacrifice has to be given to the poor. Because that sacrifice is given in compensation for the mistakes that he has done. It is not a thanksgiving sacrifice. Whereas the sacrifice which is given, which is done after completing, due to the fact that he is doing umrah and hajj together, albeit with two ihram, he is doing two amal in one journey, and after that he is giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that dam, that sacrifice is dam shukriya. And so he or she is allowed to eat that meat. So that is the difference between those two sacrifices. So those sacrifices which are done out of compensation because of the mistakes that he has done during his amal hajj or amal umrah, that sacrifice can only be given to the poor, those who are destitute, those who can eat from zakah. These are the people who are allowed to eat from that meat. But the other form of meat, just like we do qurbani, where here, those who have the ability to give sacrifice, they give sacrifice here. Or send it back home, whatever. That meat is allowed to be eaten. It's sunnah to eat that meat. So that meat, that sacrifice is also allowed to be eaten by the hujjaj. Another wajib is called tawaf wida', the farewell tawaf. Those hujjaj who live beyond the boundary of miqat. Those hujjaj who live beyond the boundary of miqat. The boundaries where one cannot pass without being in the state of ihram. Those who live beyond that, for them to do a tawaf, a farewell tawaf, before leaving Makkah is wajib. That tawaf is called tawaful wida'. That tawaf is called tawaful wida'. Wida' means farewell. So that has to be done by all afaqis. Those hujjaj who live beyond the miqat, those hujjaj who live beyond the boundaries, for them to do that tawaf is wajib. Yes, in certain situation, that tawaf is dropped. Like for those women who have started their menstruation. So after Hajj, their menstruation started, for them, they do, for them, tawaf al-wida is dropped. For them, tawaf al-wida is not compulsory. They do not have to go and do tawaf al-wida. So for some people, tawaf al-wida is dropped. And also those people who live within the boundary, like people of Makkah, or people who are surrounding Makkah, Ahl al-Hil, they are called. For them, they do not have to do this farewell tawaf. Because they live there. They're going to see it frequently. They're going to be visiting. This is their place of abode. They live there, so they need to do this last tawaf. But those who live beyond the boundaries, it is wajib for them that they do this tawaf. They cannot leave Makkah without doing this tawaf. So these are the wajibat of Hajj. And like in Salah, you have wajibat, fara'id, sunnah, sunan. Also in Hajj, you have sunan. You have sunan. So what is the sunnah? Like I just explained at the beginning, tawaf qudum. For those who are doing Hajj ifrad and those who are doing Hajj qiran, for them to do tawaf qudum is a sunnah. So there are many tawaf. So you got tawaf al-ziyara, you got tawaf al-umrah, you got tawaf al-wida', and you got tawaf al-qudum. These are the different types of tawaf. So tawaf al-umrah is the tawaf which is done in umrah. The tawaf al-wida' is the tawaf that is done before you leave Makkah. The tawaf al-ziyara or tawaf al-ifada or tawaf al-hajj is the tawaf that is done during the time of Hajj on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. And then you've got also this tawaf al-qudum, which is done for those hujjaj who are doing Hajj ifrad or Hajj qiran. So doing tawaf al-qudum for these two categories of people is a sunnah. Also to spend the night of the 10th Dhul-Hijjah in Muzdalifah, again is a sunnah. To spend the night of 11th of 12th in Mina is sunnah. To perform 5 salah in Mina is a sunnah. To leave on the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah after Fajr salah for Mina is a sunnah. So, and in Mina, to perform Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha and Fajr of the 9th Dhul-Hijjah in Mina is a sunnah. So these are all the sunnah which should be done. Which should be done. Many people happen to leave on the day 8th of Dhul-Hijjah before Fajr. If they have to, then they have no choice. But if they had a choice, then this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he left on Yawm al-Tarwiyah on the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah after Fajr Salah. So Fajr Salah will be read in Makkah, not in Mina. Fajr Salah will be read on the 8th Dhul-Hijjah in Makkah. That is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But a lot of the muallim, they like to rush. They like to get the people out there. And they tell you, from Kafla you have to be ready. That's what they told us last year. And then, we're ready from 12 o'clock. We have no choice. What time we leave? Fajr time. Waiting there for the bus to come. Didn't even let us go to sleep. So, this is what happens in Hajj. This is part of the cycle of getting the sins forgiven. Now people stay in 4-star, 5-star hotel. Where is the mashaqqa? This is the mashaqqa, waiting for the bus. That time, it was different. You're probably living in tents. Now, this is the mujahada. Now you have profit, breakfast, profit, lunch. You go for hajj, you don't lose weight, you come back with more weight. That's how much food is there. Well, it's luxury now. So the only hardship is waiting for the bus. And waiting inside the bus. Wait for another 5 hours in the bus. That's the hardship of hajj. And the other hardship, picking up your bags. That's another hardship. And for some people, they don't even have to do that. Probably take someone else with them. He took my bag up. SubhanAllah. So this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That on the 8th, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, you leave after Fajr Salah. And to read Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha and Fajr in Mina. And to leave after Fajr Salah on the 9th Dhul Hijjah, not before that. And to read at Fajr at its appropriate time. At its appropriate time. And to get there before Zawal. Where? On the 9th Dhul Hijjah in Arafah. So the wukuf starts from Zawal until sunset. To spend the whole day there is not farad but wajib. It is only if a person spends 1 minute in Arafah, during that time his wukuf Arafah is done. But it is wajib that he stays there the whole day from Zawal to Maghrib. That is a wajib. But the farad is to spend some time. If he has to spend only 1 second during that time up to the following day of Subah Sadiq, even the night is included. If he could not spend even 1 second, then he has missed his wukuf Arafah. Hajj is then negated. He will have to do Hajj again the following year. So these are the sunan of Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to work.